Hello and welcome back to the Travel Diaries podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm Holly Rubenstein. I'm a travel and entertainment journalist, and here each week I'll be speaking to a special guest about their adventures around the world and the travel experiences that have shaped their lives. And when it comes to extraordinary travel adventures, it doesn't get much better than Sir Richard Branson. Richard, as I'm sure you probably know, founded the Virgin Group. No doubt you've probably flown on a Virgin plane or taken a Virgin train, or maybe you're even planning to take a Virgin Galactic into space. It looks like it's pretty soon on the horizon. Alongside his numerous businesses, Richard is continuously setting records as an adventurer, from being the first to cross the Pacific Ocean in a hot air balloon, can you imagine? To the fastest crossing of the English Channel in an amphibious vehicle. And he's even starred in an episode of Friends, which, you know, is also right up there for me. I managed to grab a chat for this bonus episode in the lobby of his brand new hotel, Virgin Hotels San Francisco. My fiance and I actually stayed there for a night just after the hotel opened, and we were really impressed. It's clearly the place to be in San Francisco right now. And Virgin Hotels is a new arm of what the Virgin Group are up to at the moment. I think there are hotels opening in Chicago, Nashville, New Orleans, as well as in San Fran. And if you're in the city, I'd recommend also checking out its rooftop bar, Everdeen, which is definitely worth a visit. Great cocktails and brilliant views. This is what I call a short haul episode, which I guess is self-explanatory, but I'm going to add these to the mix from time to time. A bit of a quick fire travel diaries with hopefully some more A-list names to come. So without further ado, here's Sir Richard Branson. So Richard Branson, welcome to the Travel Diaries. This is going to be a bite-sized episode. So let's kick off with chapter one, and that's your earliest travel memory.
My earliest travel memory was going to Minorca with my family. Minorca was a place just off Spain, completely undiscovered. And my parents were pioneers, I think, in taking us there. And we had a lovely time. We had a beaten up old boat. We would go out in it, and very happy memories.
Lovely. And how about the first place that you fell in love with?
The first place I truly fell in love with, I was 27 years old. I was trying to persuade a lovely young lady to come and live with me, and somebody asked if we'd name Virgin after the Virgin Islands, and we hadn't. I didn't even know they'd existed, but anyway, I managed to persuade her to come with me for the weekend. And we went looking for an island, had no money to buy an island, but we just thought, it would be fun to do. And this estate agent laid on a helicopter, and we came across this beautiful, beautiful island called Necker Island, mm-hmm. With these pristine, clear water all around it, beautiful reefs. So I looked at her and I thought, yeah, she could be the mum of my kids. Looked at the island, thought, this is where we can live. And it was love all round anyway.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Chapter three is the trip where you learnt the most about yourself. What would that be?
Well, I've done some foolish things in my life, like trying to break the record for the fastest boat across the Atlantic and sinking and then trying again. And then trying to fly across oceans and be the first to do so in hot air balloons. And I suspect a Pacific crossing that we embarked on, taking off from south of Japan, aiming for Los Angeles, definitely gave me a lot of time for reflection. We lost half our fuel tank, an hour into the journey from an electrical fault. And on paper, anyway, we had no chance of surviving. And so for about 50 hours, we were facing certain death. And that gives you time to reflect about things, but also, not to sort of curl up on the floor, but to fight to see whether there's anything you can do to survive. And I got right into the core of the jet stream. We needed to go about 180 miles an hour in a balloon to survive. The fastest a balloon had ever been was about 80 miles an hour. And just couldn't believe it. But the speedometer went 80, 90, 100, 130, 160, 200, 210, 220. Anyway, somebody just sort of took the balloon and just, pushed us across the Pacific. And, you know, we missed LA by 2,500 miles. We ended up in the Arctic. But we were the first to cross the Pacific in a hot air balloon. And whatever force helped us across, I've worked very hard now with lots of not-for-profits to say thank you very much, including actually, yeah, because helicopters have rescued me quite a number of times, sponsoring London's ambulance helicopter service for many years. And because without helicopters, wouldn't be here today.
Fantastic. Well, Chapter 4 is your all-time favourite destination.
Well, we've covered Neckar, and we're lucky. We live in our home is, I suspect, my favourite destination. But Africa, I absolutely love. I love the African people. I love the African wildlife. You know, we have created our own little place called Ulusaba in South Africa and Mahali, Missouri and Kenya, where the migration takes place. Love going and spending time and visiting those places. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got wild dogs and we've got, painted wolves, another name for them. But the best sightings of leopards and, yeah, the people are just so real. You know, yesterday I was in Ethiopia and...
Yesterday?
Yes.
Wow.
and then to New Orleans and now here. And I went out to see the refugee camps there and just wonderful, resilient, beautiful people.
Mm-hmm. How about your hidden gem, somewhere that people might not know about that you think is undiscovered?
Again, I'm a little biased, but I mean, up in the Atlas Mountains outside Morocco, outside Marrakesh, it's just so beautiful up there. Mount Toubkal is a lovely mountain to climb, which we did last year, and the second largest, highest mountain in Africa. And we just happen to have a little place called the Kasbah Tamadot, which is run by the Berber community. The Berber community are just, you know, gentle, wonderful people. And, you know, I've been there 6 times in the last 12 months, so, you know, really love it.
One of the favourite properties I've ever been to.
You've been there?
Yes, I was there in November and I had the most magical time. And as you say, the staff there are just so wonderful. How about the place that you'd never go back to?
A lot of, I've been to a lot of hotels over the years and wonder, you know, it's just ghastly, the way you're treated in so many hotels. And they just don't seem to know how to get anything right. And I'm not going to mention the names, but I've got a long list of hotels I'd never go back to. Do you know, I don't think there's any place in the world I'd never go back to. I mean, every place has its magic if you search for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a place is simply people. And, you know, people are special in you know, pretty well all, you know, you'll find special people in all parts of the world. So I don't think there's anywhere that I would say I'll never go back to that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask next what your next big adventure is, but sitting here in the lobby of this hotel seems like a pretty big adventure and a new chapter in the hotel franchise.
Yeah, I think the team have created these beautiful hotels with Virgin Hotels in Chicago now here, and then we've got New York, New Orleans, Nashville, Dallas, all opening over the next few months. And I'm very proud of what the job they've done. The good thing for Virgin is that, you know, people come here, they enjoy the experience, then and they find out that we're launching Virgin Voyages later this year. You know, they're likely to go and try out Virgin Voyages. If they have a good experience on Virgin Voyages, they can upgrade and go to space with us with Virgin Galactic. So we're lucky. We've got a lot of exciting things happening over the next few months.
Definitely. Finally then, what is at the top of your bucket list? Is there anything left that you'd like to do or achieve or where places to go?
Well, space is top of my bucket list. And, you know, if I haven't been into space 12 months from now, something would have gone wrong. I mean, we've sent 5 people into space in the last few months and they've come back with their eyes 10 times the size as when they went up there. So I'm very, very, very excited about the idea of going to space.
Phenomenal. Thank you so much, Sir Richard Branson. Those were your travel diaries from San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed that short haul episode of the Travel Diaries. I'm super impressed that Richard brought so much energy to that chat, given he'd been in 3 cities across 2 continents in 1 day. Although I have a feeling that's just a day in the life of Sir Richard Branson. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, then please do hit subscribe, and I'd love it if you'd be so kind as to leave a review or a rating. And come find me on Instagram. I'm at Holly Rubenstein. See you next time for another episode of The Travel Diaries. Today's episode is supported by Airbnb, and what a great partnership. If you're a longtime listener of the Travel Diaries, you probably know that we love to put our home on Airbnb when we're traveling. Like last autumn when we took the family to Puglia, we put our house on Airbnb when otherwise it would just be sitting empty, which meant that we earned some extra money that went towards our flights and maybe some souvenirs too. Hosting on Airbnb for us is also a family affair. My mum is an Airbnb superhost. She regularly has guests stay in her little chalet in her garden. And my dad, who lives in France, has his home on Airbnb so that when he comes back to visit, he is earning some extra money while he's away. My dad is 80 and he only started hosting on Airbnb a couple of years ago. So hopefully that shows you how straightforward the whole experience is. He found it so easy to list his house that I think he's got all his pals signing up now too. And it really is straightforward. You can choose whether you want to rent out your entire home or just some rooms. Alex and I, for example, list our spare bedroom and that works really well for us. So if you have a trip coming up and you want to earn some extra money while you're away, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.co.uk/host. That's airbnb.co.uk/host. Thank you to Airbnb.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.